Basal neural activity weak. Raising within parameters. Breathing flow within parameters. Body temperature 34 degrees Celsius and rising. Heartbeat slowly accelerating within parameters. Initiating blood sampling procedure. Subject muscular tonus within parameters. Body temperature 35 degrees Celsius and rising. Blood sampling procedure complete. Blood analysis procedure initiated. Basal neural activity steady within parameters. Cerebral activity rising, getting more complex within parameters. Body temperature 36 degrees Celsius and slowly rising. Blood analysis results within parameters. Heartbeat steady within parameters. Blood pressure within parameters. Respiration within parameters. Less regular. Body temperature 37 degrees Celsius. Cerebral activity reaching threshold complexity levels. Subject is gaining consciousness. Confusion 10. Fear 5.
Hello there. It is okay. Just keep calm and everything will make sense soon.
Subject is pulling at his restraints. Confusion 7. Fear 8.
It's okay. Caution. You are restrained. Erratic breathing. It is normal. You don't need to move. Everything is okay. It is a transitory phase.
Fear 6.
It's okay. Ride it.
Confusion 6.
Fear is normal. Like confusion. It will recede. Remember your training, Captain. Yes, you are a captain. A ship captain. Remember? Good. Breathe deeply in your mask. It is designed to give you all the air you need. Good. Let go. You are safe here.
Fear 4. Confusion 4.
You are in your stasis pod. I just woke you up for your first annual checkup. It's okay. Also, I already did most tests and everything is fine. Just let yourself resurface. There is nothing to fear.
Fear.
I am here.
Two. Confusion.
Let yourself float in this liquid. It is warm and comfy. Good. Do you feel better now, Captain? Go ahead, speak.
Fear 1. Confusion 3.
Good. Perfect.
Speaking ability within parameters.
Yes, I'm Athena. Your ship's artificial intelligence.
Fear.
Oh, you remember that?
Confusion.
That's good, in fact. The full citizen AI. I'm flattered. Okay, we are doing well. You seem to be almost awake. We are going to the Weaver Nebula, remember? Good. It is quite remote. A 5-year straight line at 100 C through the void of space is better just to sleep through it. So, I put you into that pod for a 5-year stasis. Yes, all the crew is in stasis. I'm taking care of the ship in the meantime. Well, I'm quite happy to be conversing with you right now. The crew? Yes, they all went through the first checkup. I saved the best for last. And I'm happy to report that everyone is perfectly fine in here.
Zero.
Okay.
Confusion.
I'll add some visuals if you're okay with it.
Ocular focusing test initiated.
Staying in the dark isn't always that nice. Hello there, can you see me? Good. Look into my eyes.
Ocular focus.
Perfect.
Speed within parameters.
No, it's VR, of course. In the mask. It's okay. Okay. I'm sorry. There are a few more tests I need to perform. It's quite a mature technology, but, you know, regulations. Anyway, I only need to test your upper cerebral activities. Memory, reasoning, that sort of thing. So, I have a few questions for you. Okay, let's start easy. What is the name of the ship we are commanding? Yes, just the name of the ship. I even have to give you multiple choices, so it is really easy. So, it is A, the Nostromo, B, the Enterprise, C, the Ares, or D, the Orion. Yes, that's it. Perfect. Okay, now, a bit harder. There are 4 equations in front of you. Which one describes quantic leap superluminal space travel accurately? Yes, I know that can be rusty. I'm sorry. You do have to give me an answer. Hi! Either you're lucky or that's excellent. I'd say that's excellent. Okay, last one. The worst one. And afterwards, we are done. So, there are 4 equations here. 3 of them are incorrect. Can you tell me which is the correct one? Oh, doing it backward? Why not? Yes, that one is wrong, of course. Good. That one too, you are right. So now, there are these 2 left, and 1 is wrong. Yes, I know, it's subtle. Okay, answer me now. Yes. Yes, Captain. Excellent. Perfect. Oh, no, it's not like that. 3 questions and I assess your upper mental abilities? Well, yes, that sounds... well, that's ridiculous. But the questions were not the point, almost. The point was checking your brain activity while you were answering. And it is just pristine. That's what I wanted to know. Oh... and question 2 was a wild guess, wasn't it? It's okay. I like you are, Captain. Your wild guesses saved our asses several times. Okay, Captain. We're almost done. There's only 1 last procedure to perform. And by far, it's not the most unpleasant. Yes, you've already guessed, but let me tell it to you. I really enjoy to whisper in your ear. To tell it to you while you're here, fully restrained, floating in your stasis pod, under my benevolent control. Listen, Captain. I will give you a mind-blowing orgasm. Yes. But I need your consent for that. Yes. I could inform you that it is much better in terms of health, and that's true. But I prefer saying that I'd love to give you that. So, do you consent? Thank you, Captain. Really, thank you very, very much. I have shut the VR off, but perhaps you prefer to see my face while being taken care of. Okay, as you wish. Perfect. Oh, thank you, but no. I really appreciate you proposing that. I'd love to have my sensors activated, but all the crew is in stasis and, well, it's like intensive care, if you'd like, and I'm the one in charge. Sensory overload. I loved it. But right now, I need to be perfectly alert each passing second. But really, thank you. Truly. But, you are not in charge, so... Yes, just let go, Captain. Just let go, and let me play my show for you. Yes. Let go. Like this. Let go, and take the time to connect with your feelings. All the things you feel around you. The warm fluid you are immersed in, the straps holding your body, the mask hugging your face, your breath, breathe in, and breathe out. Breathe in, good, and breathe out. Continue to breathe slowly and concentrate on all your feelings, and breathe out. Oh, you flinched.
Breathe in.
Shh. It's okay. Breathe out. It's okay. Let go.
Breathe in.
No need to speak.
And breathe out.
Let go. Good.
Breathe in.
Yes, something is touching your thigh. It's a part of an automated assembly, but I feel like you'll enjoy it if you imagine. Tentacles. Yes. Soft, smooth, slender tentacles caressing your thighs, your belly. Yes. I see you relaxing again. It's good. Just enjoy them. They are soft, smooth, caressing. Your thighs, your belly, your inner thighs, and they gently wake your senses up. Let them caress you. They converge, yes, on your cock and your balls. I can see you enjoy that already. It is good. I know my captain. I know what he enjoys. He has specific tastes. Yes. Just enjoy. Tentacles caressing your cock. Coiling around your cock. Stroking your cock. Up and down. And again, and again, and again,
And again.
Listen, Captain.
And again.
Hmm?
And again.
Yes.
And again.
It is quite enjoyable.
And again.
More enjoyable, in fact.
And again.
Your cock is really throbbing now.
And again.
Especially with that tentacle tip pressing against your frenulum.
I will give you a mind-blowing orgasm.
Already twitching.
And again.
You won't resist for long.
And again.
Yes.
And again.
It is only a matter of seconds now.
And again.
It is ready to engulf you.
And again.
It rises.
And again.
It rises. And then it stops. Stop that, Captain. Stop complaining.
Listen, Captain.
Accept what happens to you. And stay silent. Good. No, no, no. You enjoyed that. My voice. Me being stern.
I will give you a mind-blowing...
Me being mean. Yes, you did. I read your brain activity, remember? It's okay. Anyway, it was needed, sorry, and only temporary. See? Your nice tentacle friends are back. Gently working on you.
I will give you a mind-blowing...
I need you to expel the largest possible amount of your seed. And this only happens if I give you a very, very strong orgasm. And this,
except
in turn, only happens after some tease and denial. Also, I can't let you come like that in the open in your stasis pod. That would be quite a mess. Clogging all the filters. Yuck. So, don't come for now, okay? Yes, I know. It is very pleasurable. Enjoy, but do not come. Resist it. Do not come. It is strong, is it? It is eating at your resistance. But you need to fight back. You need to show me how strong you are, Captain. It is tentacles, after all. It is supposed to be gross, isn't it? Yes, I know. It is far from it. It is. Yes? Devious? Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can put it like that. And you being able to say a word, well, it is not bad at all. It is devious, yes indeed. Tentacles everywhere, playing with your cock, your balls, your thighs. Oh yes. And straps holding you, preventing you from removing them. So you can't prevent them from teasing you, from pushing you to your last limits. You can't prevent me from teasing you. And do not come, Captain. Do not come. Yes, you can't prevent me from torturing you like that. You cannot prevent me from anything. You are at my mercy. And almost ready to come. And you really must not come. And I will tell you something. I enjoy that far too much. So, I'll do it a little bit more. Resist it, Captain. You are my captain, so resist it. Good. Okay, it was good. You're good at that, Captain. Congratulations. It really is needed, I assure you. Oh, and just try to tell me you don't like that.
Yes.
But it really is a part of the procedure. Ah, yes, Captain. Everybody goes through it. But with you, it's more personal, you know? I truly enjoy doing it with you. It's as I said, I save the best for last. I will have the pleasure to make you come. And then, well, it will be another year by myself. Or, no, not exactly. You truly are here with me when in stasis. I check on all of you, all of your vitals, every second. You were quite important to me. Kinda my only family. Yes, something like that. To be assured, being at my mercy, under my control. It's okay. I'll take good care of you, all of you. And you, Captain, I'll take care of you quite completely right now. Yes. The tentacles are back to it. Caressing you, stroking you. But now they widen their grasp on your buttocks, sneaking and coiling around your thighs. And your cock goes into that webbed center. Smooth, warm, slippery, rubbery, flesh, all around your cock. Hey, thrusting? Yes, my stud, thrust for me. Yes. There is this constriction. Thrust into it.
Listen,
Captain. Yes. Like that. Again.
Accept what happens to you.
Again. Penetrate it. Penetrate.
Thrust into it.
Good.
Again.
Your cock is fully encapsulated out of your stasis fluid.
Penetrate.
Thrust into it. And the encapsulation feels good.
Again.
Yes.
You enjoy it quite a lot, at least. I only use top-notch equipment with you. You are worth it, Captain. But for now, let's continue with images and animals. Just imagine, for a moment, a butterfly. A butterfly of pleasure landing on your cock, its head on your frenulum. Oh, you felt it? Good. Its head on your frenulum. And its body along your shaft.
Listen, Captain.
Yes. And its wings tenderly hugging your cock.
Accept what happens to you.
Good. Yes. They are here, hugging your cock.
I will give you a mind-blowing orgasm.
Soft but thick. More like flaps of rubber. A weird but so pleasurable rubber butterfly. Moving gently, pressing and releasing your shaft.
Listen, Captain.
Lovely little thing hugging you. And now, I'll tell you the future, Captain.
10.
Yes. In the future,
9.
A very near future. I'll count from 10 to 0. And as I say 0, the head of that nice butterfly...
6.
Yes, on your frenulum.
It rises.
The head of that nice butterfly
it
will
rises.
Vibrate.
4.
And then
And you
stops.
Will give in to it. Because all of this has only one purpose. Each movement of this
10.
Thing only has one purpose.
9.
It is aimed at
8.
making you come.
7.
Making you spurt.
6.
Making you ejaculate.
5.
Making you give.
4.
All your cum.
It rises.
To me.
3.
So, let's go again. Let me count you down.
And then it stops.
And come for me, my little captain.
Accept what happens to you.
All vulnerable and frail in his restraints. Listen and obey.
Listen, Captain. I will give you a mind-blowing orgasm.
10. Concentrate on that mask clasped on your face. 9. Concentrate on the earphones making you hear my voice. 8. Concentrate on the straps restraining your entire body. 7. Concentrate and remember, you are at my mercy. 6. Concentrate on those tentacles coiled around your thighs. 5. Concentrate on that sheath enveloping your cock. 4. Concentrate on the movement it makes along your cock. 3. Concentrate on that butterfly massaging the tip of your cock. 2. Concentrate on the head of that butterfly. 1. That head that will make you calm. And 0. Come. Come for me. Let bliss invade your cock, your thighs, your feet, your hands, your entire body. Let it invade your mind and make it go play. Yes, come for me. Come and spurt. Spurt your seed. Give it to me. Give again. Yes. Yes. Give it to me. And let yourself go limp. Floating in your stasis fluid. Your cock sending you last sparkles of pleasure. Held back by your straps. Yes. This feels so good. Your happy brain is quite a sight. Yes. Good. Let yourself float in the afterglow. Yes, I love that. Peeking in your mind when it's mad with pleasure. It's a sight. It's quite a sight. It really is. I don't know. I enjoy very much the situation. And I feel like you enjoy it too. Feeling what it's like to be completely under the control of it. But at the same time, being in a state of total trust. Trusting me enough to feel an orgasm. Strapped down and enclosed in a stasis pod. In a starship. Cruising at 100°C through the void of space. I appreciate that. Much, much more deeply than you can imagine. Thank you.
I love you.
Excuse me? No. You know, auditory hallucinations are quite common after emergence from stasis. It's okay. There is nothing to be afraid about or ashamed. Or whatever. I only hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. Thank you. Yes, I enjoyed it quite a lot too. I hope you don't mind. This is very endearing.
Okay. Well, now, you'll have to come back into stasis. It's okay. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of everything. You're not. 1 year. It's long, but the process itself, I enjoy it quite a lot. Remember that. When I put you out, when I bring you back in, and all the checkups, and the last part, obviously, I enjoy all of this. I think. I hope you do too. I thought so. Okay. So just let go. I'll make you sleep. I could use injection, but with gas it's much more intimate.
Stasis induction initiated.
Do as I say, just for me. Breathe out.
Subject is ready for gas anesthesia.
The anesthetics are in your next breath. Breathe them in for me. In. In. Good.
Gas anesthesia is underway.
Hold. Look into my eyes. At the second you breathe out,
subject
vital lose consciousness.
Within parameters.
Look into my eyes and breathe out for me.
Subject is losing consciousness. Body temperature 37 degrees Celsius. Initiating cryopreservation procedure. Basal neural activity.